This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A big winter storm is starting to wallop the Midwest, South, and East Coast. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovac.
It's already starting to spread snow southeastward this morning across parts of the Dakotas, getting towards Minnesota. And that's going to be pressing southeastward today. So we do anticipate, for at least for the first 24 hours, a band of heavy snow across parts of southwestern Minnesota, across Iowa. So some pretty big totals, 6 to 12 inches across there. Then the storm's going to be pressing farther to the south, and then it'll be eventually turning up the East Coast.
The Weather Service's Bob Orovac. Forecasters are warning that travel may be dangerous in some areas. President Biden says he's disappointed that the Supreme Court decided to block his vaccine or test mandate for large businesses. The AP's Sagar Magani's got this.
The Biden administration is moving ahead with plans to give free masks and COVID-19 testing kits to Americans, even as the Supreme Court stops a bid to boost the nation's vaccination rate. The High Court has ruled the administration overstepped with a vaccine or test rule for big business employees. It is, though, letting a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers stay in effect. The rulings came hours after President Biden renewed his push for Americans to wear masks, noting he doesn't like it either.
It's a pain in the neck.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This morning, the Australian government revoked tennis star Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time, just 3 days before the Australian Open begins. This drama is playing out over a COVID vaccination requirement. Novak Djokovic's lawyers are expected to appeal the government's decision to revoke his visa. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office is apologizing to the royal family for holding staff parties in Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral last year. This is AP News. Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy, won't be getting out of prison anytime soon. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
Calling the slaying one of the most notorious crimes in American history, California Governor Gavin Newsom rejected a recommendation from parole commissioners to release Sirhan Sirhan, the man who shot and killed Senator Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. Five others were wounded during the shooting at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, which took place moments after Kennedy claimed victory in California's Democratic presidential primary. In his decision, Newsom said Sirhan, now 77, still lacks insight regarding his crime and poses a threat to public safety. During his parole hearing, Sirhan stopped short of taking full responsibility for a shooting he said he doesn't recall because he was drunk. Kennedy's widow and six of his children hailed Newsom's decision, while two of Kennedy's sons support Sirhan's release. The defense attorney says she will ask a judge to overturn the denial, saying the parole process has become politicized and that Newsom ignored California law. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.